بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We have discussed laws pertaining to inheritance and specifically pertaining to the wasiyah, the bequest that the deceased has left behind. We move on to masail related to another very important aspect of deen, and these are masail that are generally ignored, and there's much ignorance we find with regards to this aspect, and that is the issue of talaq and the issue of divorce. Firstly, when it comes to talaq, when it comes to divorce, the first thing we must understand that talaq and divorce is something that Islam discourages. It discourages it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the extent of saying that أَبْغَضُ mubahat عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الطَّلَاقِ. Of all the things that are permitted, all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed and made halal, the most hateful in the sight of Allah is divorce. Divorce is the one that Allah hates the most. So Allah has allowed it. Because Islam is a practical religion, we find that in other faiths, there are certain faiths that do not allow divorce at all. If you look at the Hindu faith, according to Hindu scriptures, once a man and a woman enter into the contract of nikah, they are not allowed to separate. They must remain in the nikah, they must remain in the marriage right up to death, no matter what challenges they may face and what circumstances may arise. But that's according to the scriptures and the books of the Hindus. So Islam is a practical religion, and Islam understands that at times it is far worse for the couple to remain together than to separate. And in such a situation where it becomes unbearable for the two to remain together and there is violation of each other's rights, and the children are growing up in an unpleasant environment, and the two cannot focus on the objectives of life, then Islam has allowed divorce. And in some situations, in fact, divorce is encouraged to maintain peace and more to maintain the adherence to the deen and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith discouraging divorce and talaq, marry and do not divorce, for undoubtedly the throne of Allah shakes due to divorce. Now this is that type of talaq that is completely uncalled for. Today it has become so common, talaq, issuing a divorce, and we find that many a times women folk also very, very quickly to demand divorce and to demand a talaq. So it is really a problem that we face. We find that young people and young couples are going through divorce, sometimes within 1 year of the marriage, sometimes within a few months of the marriage, and you find that the couple cannot steer this ship of nikah through any form of turbulence, any form of any form of trouble.